大家好，我是 Anna。
And I'm Mike.
我们今天是很有趣的 literature 文学的单元哦。
That's right. When we talk about literature, of course, we're talking about great stories, really, really famous books. Some of them have been popular for hundreds of years. I'm not sure this story is that old, but it's been popular for a very, very long time.
Very long time. 那么这个故事呢，就是夏绿蒂的网。或许你已经看过哦。不过如果你没有看过的话，今天的故事倒是挺适合你的。所以赶快来看看今天的文章。
Charlotte's Web。
One spring morning.Mr. Arable went to his barn. His pig just had piglets, and he had to kill the runt. All smart farmers must kill the smallest and weakest animal. His daughter Fern chased him.
"Don't kill him,"
Mr. Arable sighed.
"I can't say no to my girl."
Fern cared for the pig and named him Wilbur. When Wilbur was 5 weeks old, Mr. Arable sold him to Mr. Zuckerman. Fern was sad, but believed Mr. Zuckerman was a good farmer and would care for Wilbur. Wilbur missed Fern, but...He made a new friend, Charlotte the Spider.
Word power!
Piglet. Piglet. My grandmother raised a piglet.As her pet. My grandmother raised a piglet as her pet. Chase. Chase. Chase, chased, chased. The dog chased the cat around the house yesterday. The dog chased the cat around the house yesterday. Name. Name.Name, named, named. Thomas got a new dog last week and named him Rex. Thomas got a new dog last week and named him Rex. Miss, miss. Lisa misses her family while studying abroad. Lisa misses her family.While studying abroad.
All right, so our story begins. One spring morning, Mr. Arable went to his barn.
好，我们先看到第一个主角 Mr. Arable. Barn. So Mr. Arable is not a spider?
No, Mr. Arable is not a spider. It says he went to his barn.
Mm-hmm.
When you see the word barn, that might give you an idea...What Mr. Arable does.
Maybe he's a farmer?
Exactly. That's where we find a barn. A barn is a really big building, probably one of the biggest buildings on a farm. And it's where the farmer will keep many animals. Mm-hmm. He might keep some of the machines on the farm. And a lot of the horses and cows would probably, live inside the barn. So he goes to his barn. He must be a farmer.And I wonder if he has animals inside the barn.
我想应该是有啦。所以这里的 barn, B-A-R-N, 其实就是农舍的意思。那当然因为 Mr. Arable 是个所谓的农夫啦。那他当然早上或者是每天可能都要进去他的 barn 里面好多次。好，所以有一天早上呢，春天的早晨 ,one spring morning, 他进去谷仓这个农舍之后呢，他发现什么东西啊 ?His pig just had...Piglets.
That's right, piglets, exactly. Piglets. And he had to kill the runt. Well, before we get to the sad part of that sentence, let's talk about pigs, of course, or animals that many people will find on farms, right? Very popular animals to, to raise on a farm. And a piglet is just a young pig. So we don't call it a baby pig or a pig puppy. Mm-hmm. A puppy is a baby dog.
Right.
A piglet is a baby pig.
Mm.
Okay?
所以猪叫做 pig, P-I-G, 可是特别指的是小猪的话呢则叫做 piglet, piglet.不过我们会有一些动物我们会特别把它们的幼兽啊有一个另外特别的名字。比如说麦刚刚提到的 dog,D-O-G 是狗。那么小狗叫做 puppy,P-U-P-P-Y。How about little cat?
A little cat we would probably call a kitten.
Kitten.
A kitten, K-I-T-T-E-N. That's a baby cat.
Or kitty?
Or kitty, but that's just short for the word kitten.
Oh, so Hello Kitty is Hello Kitten?
Kind of like that, yeah.
Okay, yeah. 所以有一些幼兽呢它其实有特别一个英文名字比如说幼猪就叫做 piglet.
That's right. For example, we could say my grandmother raised a piglet as her pet.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother raised a piglet as her pet.
Oh, 所以阿嬷是养一个小猪当成宠物哦那你说养小猪的养是哪一个字呢是 raise 真的是这个字耶就给它食物把它养大的意思好接下来就是一个比较伤心的 a sad part、
mm-hmm.
What will happen?
Well, it said he had raised the piglet the pig had some piglets but it said Mr. Arable, the farmer had to kill the runt He had to kill the runt.
He had to kill the runt.
Yeah.
He had to kill some animals around the piglets.
Well, what happens sometimes is some of these animals will have many, many babies, right?
Right.
A dog can have 5 or 6
yeah,
little
right.
puppies at one time. Mm-hmm. And what farmers sometimes have to do, it's not very nice, but sometimes they have to kill the smallest and weakest of the animals.
好所以 runt 这个字呢可能指的是很瘦弱的动物或者是植物就是刚生出来但是很瘦小瘦弱的。But why is that?
Well, it's because the mother only has so much milk to feed the babies, and if there's one that's already small and weak when it's born, the farmer might be afraid that if that one takes food from the stronger animals,then the farmer will have more than one small and weak animal. He might have 2 or 3 or 4, so you have to sort of, you know, get rid of the smallest and weakest one to help save the others. And that small and weak animal we often call the runt, R-U-N-T, the runt.
But, you know, a mother pig has a lot of nipples.
That's true, but mother pigs are busy and they have to do all the shopping and...Maybe they don't have the time and the money to buy enough toys for the kids.
Okay.
I'm not a farmer, but this is something that does happen.
It does happen.
It does happen, yeah.
所以如果是农夫的话通常他有一批这个动物生出来的时候啊如果有几只是看起来就很羸弱好像不太容易长大干脆直接就把它杀了然后把所有的这个资源呢留给看起来比较健康的小动物。
Yeah, as our story says,All smart farmers must kill the smallest and weakest animal.
Every time?
I guess so. I mean, it's probably not something they like to do, and maybe they don't do it every time, but when there's one that's much smaller and much weaker, it's probably the smart thing to do.
Okay,
yeah.
好吧。
It says they must do this.
They must do this.
Yeah.
Okay.所有的、啊、这个只要有丰富的经验啊比较有经验或者是很聪明的农夫他们大概都会这么做了就一定会这样我们在英文当中就看到这个 must 助动词它就是表示一种一定的这种情态那么这个 must 记住因为它是助动词的关系所以后面就直接加动词原形啦所以你看到的 must kill the smallest and weakest animal 那这个时候呢是动词原形放在 must的后面那如果是否定呢一定不能如何如何很简单啊我们就把 not 放在 must 后面就好了像我们搭捷运的时候我们就不能吃东西也不能喝水我们可以说 passengers must not eat or drink on the MRT
that's true
对所以如果是助动词的话当然你的疑问句就把 must 放在前面就可以了我可以说must the farmer do that every time 他们一定每次都一定要这么做吗 Probably is. 很可能哦。
Right, but of course it doesn't make people happy. I'm sure it doesn't make the farmer happy. And it seems the farmer's daughter, Fern, was also not happy about him killing the runt. The story continues, his daughter, Fern, chased him. Don't kill him, she said, as she was chasing him around. When you chase someone, you run after them. They're trying to run away, and you are trying to catch them.So we often think of chase when we think of police in movies, right? Mm-hmm. The police are always chasing someone. You can chase someone on foot by running, or in a car, or in a boat, or in an airplane, like James Bond probably does. But it means you are running after the person. You are the second person trying to run faster to catch someone. So you can imagine Mr. Arable running away from his daughter, and she's like, no, don't kill the runt. He must be a little bit afraid of Fern.
That's right. 所以当我们要去追到某人或追到什么东西的时候，这个追逐在英文当中叫做 chase, C-H-A-S-E. 那特别注意这个动词它的三态，因为结尾以一结尾，所以直接加 D 就可以了。它的三态是 chase, chased,Chased.
That's right. And our example sentence is, the dog chased the cat around the house yesterday. The dog chased the cat around the house yesterday. That's okay, because the day before, the cat chased the mouse around the house. So now it's the cat's turn to be chased.
So I think a boy can chase a girl.
A boy can chase a girl. A girl can chase a boy, too, if she wants.
All right. 所以如果你是追女朋友或追一个男朋友，追谁那个追在英文当中真的可以用这个动词。
Yeah, we do sometimes use that for boyfriends and girlfriends. If the boy really likes the girl, and, you know, sends her flowers and tries to ask her out, and she's like, I'm not sure. So that's an okay. We don't actually mean running after the girl.We mean he's trying to get her to go on a date or something like that. You can use it in that way, too. But not in this way. In this way, Fern really is chasing Mr. Arable. And then Mr. Arable, he sighs. He says, I can't say no to my girl. He loves her so much. He thinks he should kill the runt, but she doesn't want him to. So that's why he sighs. We sigh, that's that sound.Exactly. When we're tired or when we're, you know, we don't want to fight anymore. For example, someone's like, let's go do this. And you're like, no, I don't want to. Okay, I'll go. So you're sort of showing that you give up, you quit, you don't want to fight anymore. Or you're just tired. And we often sigh just when we feel tired, too.
所以其实 sigh 就是叹气的意思。好啦，爸爸通常都不能拒绝女儿，所以只好把这小猪留下咯。Now, Fern cared for the pig. 当然，他女儿就会照顾这个 piglet and name him Wilbur.
Oh, that's very nice. To name is to give a name to someone or something. Your parents, when you were born, named you. They gave you a name. So we can use this word also as a verb, to name,To give a name to someone.
所以 name 如果当动词就是帮某人命名的意思。那特别注意它的三态直接加 D 哦。过去式跟过去分词直接加 D。三态是 name, named, named.
All right. The example sentence, Thomas got a new dog last week and named him Rex. Thomas got a new dog last week and named him Rex.
Name somebody 再加上某个名字。Now, when Wilbur was 5 weeks old, Mr. Arable sold him to Mr. Zuckerman.
That's right. So Wilbur, the little runt, grew up to be a big pig. 5 weeks old, Mr. Arable sold him to Mr. Zuckerman. Fern was sad, of course, but believed Mr. Zuckerman was a good farmer and would care for Wilbur. Yeah. Then Wilbur, it says, missed Fern, but he made a new friend. So Wilbur the pig made a new friend at Mr. Zuckerman's farm, Charlotte the spider.
不过这中间呢、有一个很重要的字就是 miss、那么 miss 其实就是想念的意思很想某人用 miss 当动词哦
That's right, if someone goes away and you want to see them but you can't because they're far away you might sigh、I miss that person, I really want to see them For example, Lisa misses her family while studying abroad Lisa misses her family, I guess, in Taiwan, while Lisa is studying abroad. So maybe she's in America or something, and she's like, oh, I wish I could see my family.
Right.
English.
Oh, yeah!
Hello, I'm David. 欢迎来到英文快译通。好久没和各位同学分享名言了。今天要介绍的这位是美国民权运动的大功臣，也因此获得1964年诺贝尔和平奖哦。讲到这里，有人猜出来他是谁了吗？赶快来看看吧。
We must accept finite disappointment, but we must never lose infinite hope. Martin Luther King Jr.
We must accept finite disappointment, but we must never lose infinite hope. Martin Luther King Jr.
的确如此。人生中难免会有失望，但我们千万不可以失去希望哦，不然短短的人生岂不就没戏唱了？就如马丁·路德·金恩所说的，我们必须接受失望，因为它是有限的，但千万不可以失去希望，因为它是无穷的。We mustaccept finite disappointment, but we must never lose infinite hope. 为了勉励世人，金恩用了 must 这个字来表示接受失望这件事情是必要的。We must accept finite disappointment. 好的，当我们要表示做某件事情是必要的，就可以使用 must 这个助动词。We can use must to say it is necessary to do something.注意哦，因为 must 是个助动词，所以后面一律使用原形动词。那为什么金恩要我们接受失望呢？其实是有它的道理哦，因为失望是有限的 finite disappointment， 而希望却是无穷的 infinite hope。 So we must accept finite disappointment, but we must never lose our infinite hope。在后半句中，我们看到了 must 的否定用法， must never 加上原形动词。除了这个用法之外，我们还可以使用 must not 或者 mustn't 来表示绝对不能，千万不可。 We must not lose infinite hope， 希望是无穷的，我们千万不可以失去。讲到这里，同学们，这句话记起来了没有？We must accept finite disappointment, but we must never lose infinite hope. 日常生活中除了用 must 来表示必须之外，其实我们还可以用 have to 哦。For example, it's a fantastic movie, you must see it. Or we can say, you have to see it. 但要是 must 用来表示对于现在事实的推测，像是 Jacob looks terrible, he must be tired.这个时候就不能用 has to 去替换哦。This grammar rule doesn't apply to every situation. 要灵活运用文法哦。
英文小聚会。
我要点沙朗。
沙朗牛排七分熟，香槟先上，红酒与甜点餐后再上是吗？
哇，你们怎么都记得啊？
能记得您的需求是我们的荣幸。
Hi, I'm Evita， 欢迎收看 A Plus 小聚会。如果你们到一家餐厅，服务生可以完全知道你要什么，不觉得很棒、很贴心吗？服务生的服务又很好又专业，用英文就可以说 ：You are an excellent server. You are an excellent server. 你真是个优秀的服务员的意思。那在这里我们看到一个字 server 是名词，服务生、侍者的意思。认识这个字就一定要知道 serve S-E-R-V-E 是动词，服务的意思，而 service 是名词。所以啊，我们也可以说 That restaurant has good service. That restaurant has good service. 那间餐厅服务很好。另外，在顾客意见表上，我们都看过衡量服务生的标准，有非常好、很好、普通、不好、很不好。英文分别是 excellent、good、average、fair and poor。 所以举一反三，这几个形容词我们就可以再套回去刚刚的句子里来形容服务生的品质。好的，今天的内容就到这边咯，拜拜。
Charlotte's Web。
One spring morning, Mr. Arable went to his barn. His pig just had piglets, and he had to kill the runt. All smart farmers must kill the smallest and weakest animal. His daughter Fern chased him.
Don't kill him!
Mr. Arable sighed.
I can't say no to my girl.
Fern cared for the pig and named him Wilbur. When Wilbur was 5 weeks old, Mr. Arable sold him to Mr. Zuckerman. Fern was sad, but believed Mr. Zuckerman was a good farmer and would care for Wilbur. Wilbur missed Fern, but...He made a new friend, Charlotte the Spider.
Piglet, piglet. My grandmother raised a piglet as her pet. My grandmother raised a piglet as her pet. Chase.Chase, chase, chased, chased. The dog chased the cat around the house yesterday. The dog chased the cat around the house yesterday. Name, 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 named, named. Thomas got a new dog last week and named him Rex.Thomas got a new dog last week and named him Rex. Miss. Miss. Lisa misses her family while studying abroad. Lisa misses her family while studying abroad.